pista.
Tout le monde, il est là.
C'est pris? Non.
Maintenant.
Oui.
Bien. If you need more chairs, there are some inside. Bien. Mais qui c'est qui traduit? Je vais faire en français.
Adam?
Adam? Adam?
Tu viens translater?
Tu
peux prendre une chaise. Donc ce soir c'est notre première soirée.
So tonight's our first evening.
Et je pense que vous avez eu une journée très chargée.
And I think you guys have probably had a very busy and tiring day.
Donc je ne pense pas qu'on va faire trop long ce soir.
No, so we're not going to try to go too long tonight.
Et aussi pour essayer d'attraper le rythme français.
So we're going to try to take advantage and do it the French way, laid back.
French hour too. En tout cas, j'aimerais vous saluer tout particulièrement.
I would like to greet you each individually.
Et vous saluer aussi au nom de Jean Koenig, qui a téléphoné tout à l'heure pour vous saluer.
And greet you personally on behalf of Jean Koenig that he just called not too long ago.
Et donc qui se réjouit de vous retrouver jeudi.
And he's very happy and looking forward to meeting up with you Thursday.
Et je crois que de même que vous avez prié jusqu'à maintenant, je crois que c'est important de continuer à prier.
And we've already been praying up to now, and it's very important, I think, to continue praying.
Et je pense que ce soir, c'est surtout cela que nous voulons faire.
And tonight, that's really what we want to do.
En fait, voilà ce que j'ai pensé.
That's what I thought.
Puis vous me direz ce que vous en pensez.
And you guys can tell me what you think.
Premièrement, j'ai pensé qu'on pourrait prendre un peu de temps pour chanter.
So first, I think we'll take some time to sing together.
Mais on ne peut pas faire trop longtemps à cause de l'heure.
Can't go too long because of the time.
Parce qu'en France, à partir de 22h, ce n'est plus très légal de faire du bruit.
So after 10 o'clock in France, it's not really legal to make noise.
Mais à Carcassonne,
c'est à minuit. Tous les concerts commencent à 10h et après
10h. Ouais, on s'arrête à 23h ou à 22h, les concerts commencent.
Voilà. Donc, en général, on essaie de respecter.
So in general, we try to respect the tradition and the law.
La deuxième chose, j'aimerais juste partager peut-être un passage de la parole de Dieu pour comme mot d'ordre pour démarrer.
So I'd like to also first thing is share a little bit from the word of God.
Et puis le troisième, ce sera de prendre du temps pour prier ensemble.
And then the third thing will be is we'll take some time to pray together.
Et on finira par quelques informations pratiques pour demain.
And so we'll finish up by giving some details, some practical details for tomorrow.
Ça vous va?
Is that?
Is that all right for you?
Right.
Okay. I'm almost asleep. Donc, je laisse les artistes commencer un moment de chant.
So, I let the musicians and the artists start their thing.
Est-ce que tu veux qu'on chante juste en français? Do you want us to sing
Well, you probably do what you normally do. Yeah, because there's some Americans.
Switch whenever you feel it.
Yeah, yeah, normal.
Je pourrais chercher pour l'éternité Deeper within, through the way things, in the word comme être plus qu'une chance. C'est-à-dire chaque personne ici, Seigneur, a amené plus qu'une chance. Seigneur, chaque personne a amené son cœur, Seigneur. Chaque personne a amené son talent, Seigneur. Si on veut te servir, Seigneur, c'est pour ça qu'on est ici, Seigneur. Seigneur, ma prière, c'est que tu puisses bénir notre soirée, Seigneur. Qu'on puisse être à ton écoute, Seigneur. Seigneur, je te prie que tu puisses être parmi nous, Seigneur. On veut ta présence, Seigneur. On veut que tu sois là, Seigneur. Seigneur, on t'invite, Seigneur, à être avec nous, Seigneur. Seigneur, c'est dans ton nom qu'on peut faire cette prière-là, Seigneur.
Quand j'ai entendu ce moment-là, ça m'a rappelé une histoire qui est arrivée à Jésus.
When I heard this moment of what just happened here, it reminded me of a story of Jesus.
Jésus avait amené trois de ses disciples sur la montagne.
Jesus brought three of his disciples up on the mountain.
Et durant ce temps, il a été transfiguré.
And during this time, they were transfigured.
Au point que les disciples ne savaient plus très bien ce qui leur arrivait. Et Pierre avait cette idée extraordinaire, eh bien, on va s'installer de telle sorte qu'on va rester comme ça.
And Peter had this sort of idea where he wanted to set himself up there and stay there for a while.
On va planter des tentes comme ici, quoi.
Put the tents out like we have.
Et puis ils ont admiré cette scène pendant quelque temps, on ne sait pas combien de temps.
And they admired this scene of what was going on during some time. We don't know exactly how long.
Et puis d'un seul coup, Jésus est redevenu le Jésus qu'ils connaissaient.
And then Jesus became again the Jesus that they recognized.
Et il leur a dit, on va redescendre dans la vallée.
And he told them, we're going to go back down into the valley.
Et quand ils sont arrivés en bas de la vallée, il y avait un gros problème.
And when they arrived down in the valley again, there was a big problem.
Il y avait un démoniaque qui... Les démons ne voulaient pas partir.
And there was a demoniac, a guy who was possessed by demons, and the demons did not want to leave.
Et les disciples qui étaient là à dire, mais on ne sait pas pourquoi ça ne marche pas.
And the disciples that were there said, we don't know why this isn't working. We don't know why the demons won't leave.
Et Jésus a répondu deux choses.
And Jesus responded by saying two things.
Premièrement, c'est à cause de votre incrédulité.
First of all, it's because of your unbelief.
Et suivant les traductions, c'est marqué, cette sorte de démon ne sort que par le jeûne et la prière.
And then he said, this type of demon only comes out through prayer and fasting.
Quand on est comme ça, on a presque envie que ça s'arrête.
And we were like this, we almost wish it would never end.
On est entre nous.
We're with each other.
Et puis, on a loué le Seigneur.
And we praise the Lord together.
Il y avait les voix, il y avait la musique, il y avait les émotions.
There were voices, music, emotions.
Super.
Great.
Mais,
but
il va falloir redescendre dans la vallée.
We've got to go down to the valley.
Et les problèmes, ils ne nous ont pas attendus pour arriver.
And the problem is, they're not expecting us to arrive.
Vous avez eu vos problèmes avant de venir.
We have this big problem before arriving, before going.
Nous avons eu nos problèmes ici.
We had our problem here.
Et l'église de Trèbes aussi a
and
eu ces problèmes.
The church in Trèbes also had this problem.
Et tout est fait pour que le nom de Dieu ne soit pas glorifié.
And all has been done so that the name of God will not be glorified.
Mais il y a quelque chose que nous voulons faire.
But there's something that we want to do.
Nous voulons glorifier le nom de Dieu.
We want to glorify the name of God.
D'accord?
Okay.
Donc on ne va pas se laisser impressionner par les difficultés.
So we don't want to let ourselves be discouraged and worn down by the difficulties.
On va simplement les considérer en face.
We just want to consider them on the side.
Avec deux choses.
Two things.
Avec la foi.
With faith.
Et en combattant par la prière.
And battling against it in prayer.
Par la foi, nous voulons croire que toutes les autorités qui sont en particulier dans le Minervois
and
seront mises en difficulté.
And we want to believe in faith that all the powers that are setting themselves up against us in Minervois be
destroyed.
Yeah, destroyed.
Elles ont été détruites à la croix.
They were destroyed at the cross.
Maintenant, nous voulons voir les effets visibles sur le terrain.
Now we want to see the visible effects of this in our land, in the land.
Et nous voulons croire que si Dieu nous a amenés ici,
we want to believe that if God brought us here,
c'est pas pour rien.
It's not for nothing.
Et on ne travaille pas pour la défaite.
And we don't work for
defeat.
Thank you.
On ne travaille pas pour penser que peut-être il y aura quelque chose.
We don't work just for the hope that maybe there'll be something.
J'aimerais qu'on se rappelle quelques promesses.
I would like that we be reminded of some promises.
Et si nous avons des moments de découragement lorsque nous serons à Trèbes et dans sa région,
if you come to a point where you are coming to a point of discouragement while we're in the region of Trèbes,
j'aimerais qu'on se rappelle de quelques promesses.
I'd like that we be reminded of some promises.
La première, c'est ma parole ne retourne pas à moi sans avoir produit son effet.
And the first is my word will not return void without producing what it has been sent for.
C'est important.
It's very important.
On ne travaille pas pour rien.
We don't work for nothing.
La deuxième, c'est je suis avec vous jusqu'à la fin du monde.
And the second thing is I am with you until the end of the world.
La troisième, c'est si Dieu est pour nous, qui sera contre nous?
The third thing is if God is for us, who can be against us?
J'aimerais que ces trois promesses puissent être nos promesses, un petit peu comme dans les matchs, quand on se fait comme ça.
Oh. I want these three promises to be the three promises as if we're a team, a sports team. Ah. The you know. Yeah. The huddle, yeah, thank you.
Si Dieu est pour nous, qui sera contre nous?
So if God is for us, who can be against us?
Dieu est avec nous.
God is with us.
Ce sont des promesses qui sont solides.
These are promises that are solid, cannot be moved.
Et si Dieu vous a envoyé du Canada ou des États-Unis en France,
if God has sent you from Canada and from the United States into France,
c'est pour ça.
It's for this reason.
Et j'aimerais que ce soit un petit peu le motto de cette campagne.
So I would like that to be our motto during this campaign, this project that we're doing.
Il y aura certainement des moments de difficulté.
There will definitely be some moments of difficulty and discouragement.
Rappelons-nous que l'ennemi va essayer beaucoup de choses.
Let's be reminded that the enemy is going to try to do a lot of things.
Il va nous attaquer de l'extérieur.
He's going to try to attack us from the outside.
Mais je pense que ce n'est pas le plus grave.
But I think that's not the worst.
Il va essayer de nous attaquer de l'intérieur.
He's going to try to attack us from the interior, from the inside.
Des divisions, des querelles, des incompréhensions, des manques de communication.
The divisions and our disputes and strives and things amongst us and our own group and relationships.
Et la majorité du temps pour presque rien.
And the most of the time for nothing.
Mais rappelons-nous une chose.
Now let's be reminded of one thing.
Pourquoi sommes-nous ici?
Why are we here?
C'est exact ce que je viens de dire, c'est exactement ce que je viens de dire à Jean qui passe par un moment de découragement.
What I just said to us, to you, I just told to Jean, because he's going through a moment of discouragement also.
Si Dieu est pour nous, qui sera contre nous?
If God is for us, who can be against us?
Il est avec nous jusqu'à la fin du monde.
He's with us to the end of the world.
Et un troisième, qui est la parole de Dieu ne revient pas à lui sans avoir produit son effet.
And thirdly, the word of God will not return void without producing what God intended for His word to be.
Et ce que j'aimerais maintenant, c'est qu'on ait un moment de prière en deux parties.
So what I would like to do now is divide into two groups of prayer groups.
Deux parties. Pas des groupes.
Ok. Donc, we're going to divide into two different separate groups.
Dans le temps.
Two different times.
La première, c'est de nous rappeler ses promesses et de dire, Seigneur, je les prends.
So the first will be to be reminded of these promises and to tell the Lord, yes, Lord, I take these promises. I believe your promise.
Maybe more than take. Catch. And nobody can open it. La deuxième, c'est de dire merci aussi parce que tu nous as donné ces promesses.
And the second thing would be to thank God already because He's given us these promises.
Ça c'est pour la première partie de ce temps de prière.
So that'll be the first part of our time of prayer.
Et puis la deuxième, j'aimerais qu'on puisse prier d'abord pour nous.
And so the second part of our prayer time, that we might be able to pray for ourselves together first.
Pour que nos cœurs soient purs.
So that our hearts might be pure.
Pour que nous soyons réceptifs à tout ce que Dieu veut nous dire.
And that we might be receptive and open to all that God wants to tell us.
Pour que Dieu puisse travailler dans nos cœurs à nous.
So that God will be able to work in our hearts, our own hearts.
Rappelez-vous qu'un réveil commence toujours par les chrétiens.
And let's be reminded that the revival starts with Christians. The revival starts with us believers.
Et puis ensuite, qu'il nous inspire pour savoir quoi dire, quoi chanter, comment le faire.
So this is going to inspire us to know what to sing, what to say, what to do.
Nous avons préparé un programme, c'est vrai.
We have a program and a schedule prepared.
S'il faut le changer, on le changera.
If we need to change it, we can change it.
Ce que nous voulons, c'est que les gens soient touchés par l'Évangile.
What we want is that the people will be touched by the gospel.
Et donc, ce sera le troisième paragraphe de cette deuxième partie, qui est que les cœurs soient prêts à recevoir et que la parole de Dieu tombe dans la bonne terre.
And so this is the third part of the second little part of our prayer time, that the hearts of the people will be touched.
Voilà. Donc je vous invite à rentrer dans la première partie.
So I invite you to enter into the first part of our prayer.
Et de remercier Dieu pour ses promesses.
Thank God for these promises.
Remercier parce qu'il est notre Dieu et que c'est avec lui que nous partons et c'est lui qui nous précède.
And thank him because he's our God and it's him that's going before us.
Mais Seigneur, je veux te remercier pour mes frères et mes sœurs qui sont venus ici. Merci pour leur encouragement. Et je te remercie, Seigneur, parce qu'ils font partie de cette promesse que tu m'as donnée un jour, que ta parole ne retourne pas à toi sans avoir produit un effet. Et Seigneur, il y a quelques années de cela, j'espérais avoir une équipe qui vienne pour annoncer l'Évangile en France et tu me l'as donnée. Je te remercie, Seigneur, aussi parce que tu donnes des promesses qui sont très fortes. Et je veux les prendre pour moi. Je ne veux pas me laisser décourager par des choses qui ne viennent pas de toi. Et je te prie, Seigneur, pour que ces promesses soient réellement les miennes. Et je te remercie parce que tu les as données, et puis parce que non seulement tu les as données, mais en plus, elles sont vraies. Elles sont... C'est pas quelque chose qui vient de mon esprit, de mes rêves, mais quelque chose qui est vrai. Et je veux vraiment te louer parce que tu es ce Dieu qui est plein d'amour, qui prend soin de nous, qui est tellement proche de nous que tu es en nous et que tu travailles au travers de nous. Merci pour ce que tu fais. Dans le nom de Jésus. Amen.
Thank you, Father, that you go before us. And Lord, I thank you that you have not forgotten. Lord, that your arm is long. Father, that your memory is long. And that the people of France, Lord, are not far from you. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have brought us here. We thank you for the story that you see. And Lord, we thank you for your promise that you are with us. Lord, that you go before us, that you support us, that you will speak through us. Lord, that you will work through us, that you will fashion what you want, Father, for this place. And Lord, we pray with hope. We see with hope. Lord, we envision with your vision, Father. And we are part of your hand. We are part of your work. Even as Alain has said, Lord, we are we're part of the working, and I thank you that you go before us, Lord Jesus, and we do stand, Father, together in your presence, Lord, and we do ask that you empower us, Lord Jesus, and Lord, we do know that you are with us. Lord, if you were not with us, we would not be here. If you were not with us, we would never have heard your voice. Lord, it's your voice and your spirit that bind us together. So, Lord, we know, Father, that you are with us, not even just now, but until the end, Father. We trust you. We understand it. And so we stand on that, Lord. We stand knowing that you're with us. And, Father, we just thank you for these opening hours, Lord, here in France. This is prophetic. This is right. Lord, this is prayed for. Father, I ask you to honor the church here in France. Lord, for the many Christians who are praying, Father, for your hand to move. And Lord, may we be obedient to flow and to change and to be fabricated into the work that you want while we're here. And Father, we say no to our enemy, and we say yes to your hand. Lord, we say be far away from us, our enemy, and we say yes to your hand, Lord. Hide us, Father, in you. Lord, cloak us, bind us, Lord Jesus, that we might experience together your hand and your work. Father, I just, these moments are significant, Lord. And they're significant, Lord. I just thank you for this group and the work that you're doing. I thank you, Lord. So I agree with my brother, Father, to bind these promises in our heart, Lord, that we might be encouraged. That we might walk with confidence and boldness, Lord, as we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We trust you above all. And, bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we come before you. Bless you, Lord.
Seigneur, tu dis que si on a la foi aussi grande qu'un grain de sésame, Seigneur, on pourra bouger des montagnes. Seigneur, je ne sais pas c'est quoi ton plan, mais je vais en faire partie, Seigneur. Sers-toi de moi, Seigneur, pour faire ton plan, Seigneur. keep our souls in Jesus. Father, that we would know them, Father. I just pray against the enemy, Lord God. Father, I just pray that we will have faith, Father, we will know, Father, we will be confident, Lord Jesus, every situation, Lord Jesus, that you are behind it, Lord God, and that you will pull us through, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your promises, Lord God, and the way that you bring us through, Lord Jesus, are not always the way we assume. Lord Jesus, we thank you for that. We pray that we would keep heart.
Oh God, thank you for the depth of your compassion towards this people, oh God. And we, Lord, we open our hearts to receive that compassion that you feel, Lord, in the depths of your heart, oh God. And Lord, we open our hearts to you and we say, yes, Jesus, come Holy Spirit and lead, Lord, and would you surround this team, God, with your grace, that every relationship, conversation, and transaction among us, Lord, would be protected and guarded, Lord, and that we, as your children, Lord, would interact with each other, Father, on a transparent and just, Lord, that you in us would be expressed, God, and that we might, Lord, be surrounded with this hedge of protection, God, that would guard against division, God, because we know that that's the enemy's desire, that we might be divided. But, Lord, would you stand by your word, God, and, Lord, remember your promise towards us, Lord, towards your people, oh God, the people that you have raised up for this hour. God, we ask that you would stand by what you have said and amaze us with your power this summer. Amaze us, God, by starting relationships and by doing things that no man can do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and may you be cherished by each of us this summer.
Just as the rain falls from the sky and wets the grass, your word would not return to void. God, your word is not going to return to void. You promised it. Just we shouldn't expect it any more than we would expect the grass to be dry when it's raining. It's just the facts. God, let us rest on those facts. Your word's not going to return void. You said it. It is. Let us rest in that fact. God, you said, Jesus, you said when you were leaving us, you said, I'm going to be with you to the end of the world. You said that you were going to be with us. Why should we behave any differently? You're with us. Let us live in that. Let us be in that. And you said, if you're for us, who can be against us? Those are fighting words, God. This is a war. Let us not forget we are at battle. We are in a war. And if we're sitting in the foxhole, fighting with one another, enemy, God, let us not let us rest in you, let us rest in your promise. And God, when the divisions come, when the irritations come, when we get on one another's nerves, when we're not following you,
let's remember your directions and go to one another in love. And work through the divisions, work through the irritations, work through the problems, and let's do it with grace. God, we have lots of grace towards one another. We're from different cultures. We speak different languages. We're bound to misunderstand one another. Father, may we have lots of grace towards one another, because the battle's not here. We're all on the same side. The battle is not against the people that we're going to minister. The battle is against the enemy who would try to deceive the people. God, let us remember what we are about.
Seigneur, j'aimerais aussi t'apporter tous les moyens techniques qui vont être utilisés, que ce soit les instruments, que ce soit la sono, que ce soit les véhicules aussi, Seigneur. Que ta protection, que ta main soit sur chacun. Parce que nous savons que le moindre problème peut poser vraiment beaucoup de... à la fois de dégâts, mais aussi de désagréments. Seigneur, j'aimerais t'apporter cela pour que tu mettes ta main protectrice. Je veux aussi t'apporter chacun de ceux qui vont entendre ta parole. Au travers de la musique, au travers des témoignages, au travers des tracts, au travers de toutes sortes de choses. Seigneur, qu'ils ne restent pas insensibles. Insensibles à ta voix. Insensibles à la manière de parler. Et Seigneur, qu'il y ait une profonde conviction de péché chez chacune de ces personnes. Mais je veux te prier aussi pour chacun d'entre nous, afin que nous soyons purs à tes yeux, que nous ayons une conscience pure, que rien ne puisse venir ternir ou bloquer ton action. Je te prie, Seigneur, pour que tu sois réellement le chef de cette équipe, et que à chaque moment, des choses qui ne te plaisent pas, tu nous les montres et que nous puissions te les remettre. Nous voulons, Seigneur, avoir une vie qui soit sainte devant toi. Sainte pour toi. Sainte pour glorifier ton nom. Et nous voulons, Seigneur, qu'au travers de chacun de nous, les autres puissent te voir et ne voir que toi. Nous voulons, Seigneur, que le chant soit pour toi. Nous voulons, Seigneur, que les gens t'entendent quand les uns chanteront, les autres joueront. Et Seigneur, nous ne voulons pas accepter et nous refusons que l'ennemi ait un quelconque pouvoir. Nous voulons, Seigneur, te voir à l'œuvre, glorifier ton nom. Et je te prie en particulier pour Jean, que tu le bénisses. Merci pour tout le travail qu'il a fourni. Mais je te prie, Seigneur, pour que tu sois son encouragement, pour que tu le fortifies en ces moments où les choses arrivent. Je te prie aussi, Seigneur, pour ceux qui sont en train de lui poser quelques problèmes en ce moment, afin que tu leur ouvres les yeux et qu'ils te voient, qu'ils te voient toi, le vrai Dieu, qu'ils te voient tel que tu es. Et Seigneur, qu'ils stoppent leur folie. Merci pour ce que tu fais. Amen.
pray that you'd fill us up each individually, Lord Jesus. Father, I just pray, God, you would challenge us, Father, over here, Lord, you would teach us, Lord Jesus, and stretch us, Lord God. God, I pray for encouraging words, Father. The times we're able to build each other up, God. So it's not a human characteristic, Father. It's very compass to encourage people. So I just pray that that would be what we do. Encourage people. So I just pray, God, that you would protect us, Father, individually, Lord Jesus. Father, I just pray, God, that we would guard our hearts, Lord God, with your promises, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, that the people, Lord God, that we will see, the people that we meet, Lord God, Father, I pray for the staff of the Obeyers, Lord God, and I pray that we would make an impact in their lives, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for each village, Father, that we would be a light to the village, Lord God, and that we would encourage the believers, Lord Jesus, and that, Father, we would plant seeds, Lord God, and that we would break ground, Lord God, in some way, Lord Jesus. We don't know what that is, but Father, I just pray that everything we do, Lord God, we do it with all of our hearts, Lord God. Why do you say, Joshua, Lord Jesus, you gave a word to the Israelites, Lord God, and Joshua said, today, keep yourselves pure today, because tomorrow the Lord wants to do extraordinary things. Lord God, I know that in these next couple of weeks, Lord Jesus, you want to do extraordinary things. God, Lord, keep our hearts and our minds pure, Lord Jesus, focused on you, Lord God. And Father, it's without you, Lord God, it's almost impossible, Lord Jesus. Father, keep our intentions, Father, our hearts and our minds, everything we are, Lord Jesus, keep us pure, Lord God.
Jesus, allow us to be strong and courageous, Lord. Allow us to meditate on your word, Lord, and not stray to the left or the right, Lord. Not let it depart from our mouths, Lord. For us to go in like spies, Lord. For us to concentrate ourselves and to pray and fast, Lord. Let us not be discouraged, Lord. Just even me, Lord, I'm a little discouraged about the language barrier, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that you, this is already part of your plan, Lord, and you're going to use me and use other people. In our ways, Lord, we're not all just an addition to this team, Lord. We're a part of it, Lord.
Yes.
We bring our different gifts and our different our thoughts, Lord, and you guide us, Jesus. And I pray that you would continue to do that, Lord, and let us not be discouraged by the enemy, Lord, because even the enemy can come as a voice of an angel, Lord. So sometimes it's so hard to tell the difference. I just pray, Lord, that you would discern that, Lord, and help us to make decisions and to
selfless, Father, and Lord, help us to be
become unified so much as one that we would function as one body, Lord, even though there's French and Kibbutz and English speakers here, Lord. Help us just to become such a unified group, Lord God, that we can imagine functioning without each other. Just bind us together, Lord. Because we are all your children.
Yeah.
She just didn't feel impressed to stand here and talk to every individual here. Some of you I know well, some of you I'm learning more about you, and some of you I have trouble remembering your name. Some of you I've known for a long time. Some of you I'm just getting to know. Every one of us is here for a reason. Every one of us. Not one of us is here by accident. Every one of us has a part to play in this. And we don't have to pretend to be somebody else. God made us unique. He made every one of us unique. He gave us unique abilities. He gave us unique gifts. There are things that we just mess up. I know when I play, sometimes I just mess up. And that's part of what makes me who I am. And God can use that. He can use our mistakes. He can use our inability to speak. Our inability to speak the language. Our ability to speak the language. He can use each one of us. Every one of us is just like a brick in a wall that God's building up. Every one of us has a purpose to play here. And if any one of us was not here, you kids are here because your dad is here. You've got a part to play. If you weren't here, it wouldn't be the same. Would not be the same. You have a part to play. Just be in yourself. Just be yourself. Rest in Christ. Rest in the promises. Remember the words that Ellen shared with us. Remember those things. And just rest in Christ.
I've got something to say, and it's, I really feel like it's the Lord, because I never do this. But as we were praying, I saw a round table, and it just hit me like, you know, we were like knights, and the knights pledged their lives to the service of the king. And it's as if God were saying, we were knights. And then it hit me, you know, we're in this medieval place where there's castles and stuff. And I thought, well, that's really cool, because it didn't occur to me that until I saw that's kind of connect. But that we are all pledging our lives as service to the king through inconveniences, through irritations, through the good and the bad, that we have pledged our lives just in service of the king. And, you know.
I want you to know that as this team has been coming together, you know, I have really been open before the Lord. Lord, who do you want? And some of the members of the team that we thought early on would be here are not here. Some of the guys in the States. And as, you know, the different ones dropped off, it became more obvious to me that the Lord was fashioning a team. And one of the things I've been praying about is, Lord, show me or bring out exactly what you want on the team. And just to give you an example of the expectation that's happening, I've had some days here before you've arrived, and I'm so appreciative to have had this time ahead of the team so that we could look at the land or scout the land and just get a sense of what's happening. It's been a great time.
Already the Lord has really spoken to me about different members. For example, I've spent some lengthy hours with Caleb, and Caleb is extremely organized and very very concerned about details that would escape me quickly. And I've just come to depend on him quickly. And I love it. I love watching people emerge. You know, that's just one example, and that's because I've spent time with him. And I'm looking forward to watching each of you begin to move in your roles around the team. It encourages me. And, you know, I understand how the body works. And, you know, I'm not in a position to, you know, I want to bring my part, really. I don't want to do the whole thing. I just want to bring my part, and I pray that Lord fashion those things among us. And so I'm very encouraged by what I'm hearing, and I'm very encouraged by who you are, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the time together. And, you know, I've had a taste of these things already. I've watched the Lord moving in lives already. I'm hearing stories even since over the past few months, you know. I dare not start naming names. I'm not, you know, I'll find some personal time with you to talk to you a little bit. But some of you know I've said to you directly, I've seen growth, I've seen challenge, I've seen things coming out of your lives. I just appreciate it. I think it's wonderful. And my prayer consistently has been, Lord, give us the key. Donne-nous la clé to open the door. Because a key, I wear it around my neck, a key, not just any key can open any door. The door needs the key. And I'm praying for that door in France. We're praying that the Lord fashion this key to fit this door. And he can do it. He will do it. And we're confident. We're very confident. And you know, my Alain, I really am thankful and appreciate again you and your family and your vision and your prayers. And we want the Lord to respond to your prayers. We want the Lord to use us to respond to the things you envision. And for Jean Conning, the pastor, and you hear his name, you're going to meet him on Thursday. And my heart just rises up when I hear that Jean would be discouraged, because Jean was such an encouragement. His very presence just fills my soul when I'm with him, because of